Hello and welcome back to How to Be in Radio, tips and tricks on how to be a better broadcaster. Today we're going to talk about commercial announcing. We all know what commercials are, those annoying little messages that come up on your radio and television every 15 minutes or so. As annoying as they are, they're still very crucial to the broadcasting industry, and today I'm going to tell you how. There are two different types of commercials. There's big market commercials and small market commercials. Big market commercials are the more professionally done and look a lot nicer. You know, like the Super Bowl commercials. They have the money and the creativity to create those type of commercials. However, small market commercials don't have enough money and lack the creativity. So their commercials aren't as well put together. You know, like those funny-looking infomercials that you see. We've all heard commercials on radio multiple times. However, there's different types of radio commercials. Straight read, music bed, the donut, live tag, and the spokesperson. Now, I'm going to describe to you what each one is. The first one is called the straight read. This one is basically just the announcer talking, using his voice to make his copy come to life. This is mostly used for PSA announcements. The next one is called Music Bed. This one is an ad with music playing in the background. That's why it's called Music Bed. Kind of simple. The next type of commercial is called The Donut. Donut. Well, not that kind of donut. It starts off with music and sometimes singing at the beginning, usually a little jingle, then a little bit of nothing, then the message comes on, then the jingle. Another thing about the donut is that it's also a live commercial. The next one is called the live tag. It's kind of like the donut, but instead a recorded copy comes first, and then the announcer adds the information for the commercial that you need to know. And last but not least, we have the spokesperson. In this one, they have somebody promoting the product. Usually a famous person or somebody nobody's ever really heard of. Now, these same types of radio commercials can also be used for television. Sometimes they're serious, sometimes they're more straight to the point, or sometimes they're funny, like the Super Bowl commercials. However, most television commercials have a voiceover. This is a person that you do not see in the commercial, you just hear his voice. He is basically promoting this commercial and promoting this product or service. Now, the person whose voice is being used, they have the biggest potential to make the biggest money. In other words, they get paid the most. Now, there are four stages to making a commercial: getting the attention, creating a need, satisfying that need, and urging the action. In other words, you get someone's attention, you get someone to get them to look at you, you tell them, you create some sort of need that they don't really need, then you give them a solution to that need that they don't really need, and you try to get them to buy your product or service. Another thing you want to think about when making a commercial is the main goal of it. Well, the main goal of the commercial is to sell something, but sometimes it depends on what that something is, whether it's a product to sell or some service to provide. You also want to have good timing when making a commercial, especially in a comedic commercial. You know, you want the punchline to come in at a really good time. You also want the commercial to start at a decent time and also take as long as it has to be. You don't want it to be too long, but you also don't want it to be too short. There are two types of sale delivery styles when it comes to commercials: hard sales and soft sales. Hard sales are a lot more energetic. There's more tension, more upbeat, more exciting. Soft sales are a lot more calm, more relaxed. You know, you don't have to be that loud, more quiet. Another type of commercial is an ad-lib commercial. An ad-lib commercial is the announcer is given some facts about the product or service, and they make up their own dialogue. It's basically improv. And when it comes to television commercials, you're going to need actors. Sometimes when the commercial budget's a little small, you're not really going to get a professional actor, more just someone off the street. That's why infomercials are so cheesy. The budget's so small, and the actors have never really acted before a day in their lives. Another type of commercial is the public service and promotional announcements. We're basically just promoting non-profit organizations or government agencies in the area. You know, like Red Cross, you know, the Blue Shield, the U.S. Department of Transportation. You know, like charities and other government stuff. Well, that's about it for commercials. Next time, I'll teach to you about interviewing. That's right. When you're broadcasting, sometimes you'll have to talk to someone else. Ugh.